More than 90 U.S. attorneys across the country are expected to step down in the coming months and years as a new party takes control of the White House. Among them will be Carrie Harvey, who's served in that position for Kentucky's Eastern District since 2010. Josh James sat down with the region's top prosecutor before he hands the reins to his yet-to-be-named successor.
A Kentucky native who rose to become general counsel for the state cabinet of Health and Family Services under former Democratic Governor Steve Beshear, Harvey says the nod he received from the commander-in-chief 7 years ago came as a surprise.
I never dreamed that I would have this job or would even be considered for this job, but President Obama was elected. Ben Chandler was the congressman at that point in time and was an old friend of mine. And just through that confluence of events, I was asked if I was interested. And I was, and the rest is history.
Since then, one troubling trend has come to consume an increasing amount of his time and the office's resources.
In 2010, heroin and fentanyl and carfentanil was really not on the radar screen. I'd never heard of carfentanil. But what we've seen has the pill epidemic, the pill problem has worsened. People turn to heroin as a cheaper, stronger source to feed the heroin addiction, and that has brought us to this terrible place we are in terms of the opioid crisis.
As he exits the post, Harvey identifies that opioid epidemic as the single biggest problem facing the Commonwealth. And while he's proud of his office's work targeting pill mills and disrupting out-of-state pipelines, Harvey says the state still needs to bolster its treatment facilities for addicts and better integrate its anti-drug efforts while removing commercial predatory traffickers from what he calls a revolving door that allows some to escape serious punishment. Asked what encouraging signs he sees on that front, Harvey points to public perception.
I think there is less denial than we saw just a few years ago, and there's increasing awareness that this is not just a problem in certain segments of society. This is an issue that attacks every socioeconomic group and every region of our Commonwealth.
As for other successes, the prosecutor also highlights a white-collar fraud unit he describes as second to none and the office's work combating public corruption. Recently, Harvey oversaw the bribery investigation of former Beshear administration official Tim Longmire, who was sentenced to 70 months in federal prison. But throughout his tenure, Harvey notes some of the biggest day-to-day challenges came from on high.
I have dealt, I think, with three or four hiring freezes. I've dealt with a year of budget sequestration. I've dealt with government shutdowns. The uneven nature of public funding is probably something that's not going to be changed, but it does make it difficult.
In addition to those typical budget woes, Harvey says his successor will likely deal with new threats in the form of cybercrime, which he says is on the rise in the district. His advice for the next person who sits in the chair?
Don't think about being the United States attorney. Think about what you can do because you are the United States attorney. So embrace the mission, enjoy every day, get the most out of every day because it's the best job you'll ever have.
And he or she might want to keep the old schedule clear as well. Harvey says he hasn't taken a week off since he stepped foot in the office in 2010. For WUKY News, I'm Josh James.